Good evening. My name is Mary, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinion.
On what?
This is associated to the upcoming elections. This is the reason of the survey. In what language would you prefer to conduct this interview, either English or Spanish?
English is fine.
Okay. All right. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in the non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describe how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. The options are, I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I'm definitely going to vote. I'm very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely.
I already voted.
Okay.
I already voted.
Mail. Okay. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican?
None.
Democrat? Okay. Unaffiliated. Okay. What is your main racial background? African American, Asian American, white, Hispanic, or other?
Hispanic.
Thank you. What is your age? Between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, over 65?
50 to 60.
Okay, 56 to 65?
Yes, that's okay. Fine.
All right, thank you. Okay, and you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have not opinion or have never heard of them, you can indicate that as well. The first name that we have over here is Cindy Lerner, and the options that we have are very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, not opinion, and never heard of.
Never heard of.
What about Richard Prunschnick?
Never heard of.
All right. Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable.
In this case will be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Okay. And Raquel Regalado.
Never heard of her.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of her, but I have no opinion.
Okay, no opinion. Okay. Thank you. For whom did you vote in the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor? Alexander Otaola, Manny Cid, Eddie Rojas, Shlomo Dazinger, Carlos Garin, Daniela Levin Cava, and Miguel Quintero.
Daniela Levin.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prunschnick, or Cindy Lerner?
Raquel Regalado.
Thank you. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission?
No.
Okay. All right. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County? No. Okay. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purpose only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
I'm moderate.
Moderate. Okay, thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma?
Master's degree.
master. Okay, perfect. Thank you. Postgraduate degree. And what is your national ancestry? Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Colombian, Venezuelan, Bolivian, Brazilian, Chilean, Peruvian, Ecuadorian, Argentinian, Uruguayan, Paraguayan, Guatemalan, Salvadoran, Honduran, Nicaraguan.
Salvadorian.
Okay.
Salvadorian.
Okay. Thank you. In your home, do you always speak Spanish? Mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English. Speak English, Spanish and English equally. Mostly speak English, but speak
both
some
Spanish. Both equally.
Equally. Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much. This concludes our survey, and thank you again for your participation.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
De la campaña.